The same for school buses. When I went, because I live across the street in the valley.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna sound off again, but the white children had their buses, you know, to carry them. But the Negroes did not have any buses.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I started teaching, the Negroes didn't have a bus to get to school. They get there the best way they could. But that's just the way that was. So we're talking about how it used to be and how it is now.
Yes.
And the better opportunities. 8 months, the white children went to school 9 months, and the Negro children went to school 8 months. I never went to school 9 months. But the white children were going 9 months.
I wonder what the rationale for that was.
Then I taught for 4 years, including Polk County, Winter Haven, and all down. And eight months, the whites had 9 months. That's the way it was. And later, it was 1947, the Minimum Foundation Program came into effect. And that was then that the children, all children, Negro, white, made no difference, went to school for 9 months. So I never went to school 9 months. And even in teaching, a full 4 years, 6 years. 6 years, I even taught 8 months while my other fellow was teaching for. Taught for 9 months, and an extra month for salary.
Isn't that something?
And a lot of things. That's the way it was, you know, and what have you. So the reason I mention that, well, not to cause any problems or what have you, but I just think about the Negro children now that. And they just don't know the better opportunities that they do have, and so many of them still do not take advantage of the opportunities that they do have.
Well,
and I think Negroes, not saying because you're here, but it's true, and what have you, they need to stop. Now, there's some problems, but they just need to stop putting everything on racism. They don't even know about racism like we did.
They need
to blame themselves, too, for not taking advantage of better opportunities now. They need to face up to them and stop blaming, putting everything. I'm going to put everything on. And not only that, I'm not saying because I'm talking to you, but the other is the Negroes and the whites, you know, what have you. They should stop saying, I don't like the whites because they did this, that, and what have you. And I like the black people, but I don't like the whites and what have you. No, some of my best friends were white people.
I can believe that.
Some of my big devils were Negro people.
Yes.
You see? They need to be objective about it and whatever. And stop blaming. If we have better chances now, and we're not taking advantage of our better opportunities, and we still just living in the past and just, you know.
One of my hopes is that, you know, when you hear stories of like you and everyone in your generation and the challenges that you faced, you know, if that doesn't ring a bell with someone who's a younger person of a younger generation and make them appreciate what's available to them. I think you're making an important point.
But anyway, that's for me. Okay.